listening to The Water Cooler on Podcast One.
The music we chose.
Speaking of sounds that make white people dance.
Water cooler. Water cooler.
Can I leave that in?
Water cooler.
We edit nothing, of course. Yes.
Hello and welcome to Water Cooler, the show where I, Chris Loxamon, hang out with my Corolla Digital buds, drink some brews, and kick it Philly style. Thank you so much for tuning in. With me, as always, Kalen Bean.
What's going on?
Oh, you know, I'm really excited to do some pod with you guys. It feels like it's been a while.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what's going on. And I'm a little nervous, but is Insomniac here?
Should be nervous. Should be nervous. Everybody
should be nervous.
Dead,
because
right?
He's here?
Insomniac's dead.
When was the last time that you saw him?
It was the day before New Year's.
He was. And what was the last exchange you had?
He was just heading off to a New Year's party.
And then next thing you know, he's in a coma or something, right?
I don't know.
Was it Prohibition themed?
Why?
I don't know. Every party seemed to be Prohibition themed this year, and it wasn't until January 3rd or 4th that I put it all together that it's because it's the 20s again.
That's right.
I had no idea. Like three of my friends told me they were going to Prohibition themed parties, and I was like, oh, interesting.
I didn't think of that. I just thought, like, oh, good vision parties.
Yeah.
Optometrist parties.
Decent theme.
Yeah. Not the roaring 20 parties. Gary Smith's here.
What's up?
What's up, what's up? And Matt Fondelier.
Hey, brother.
Hey, Dawson is not here.
What?
I know.
Where is he?
As you can tell from us not getting constantly interrupted, Mike Dawson has a show tonight. He has a gig.
I said break a leg.
I did too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not.
What?
What did you
kind
say?
He blew past me before I could say anything. I did hear a little bit of the comedy side of his act that he was testing out. It was very good.
Oh, wait. How did you hear it?
He performed it
for us. He did his opener for me and Matt.
What?
Yeah.
He pulled a Kalen?
Yeah, he wasn't being constantly heckled by somebody though.
And you guys liked it? I've heard some of his stuff. I thought it was good too.
Yeah. I hadn't heard this one before. I think this one was new. Okay. I liked it.
I'm proud of the man.
It was
He's
good.
Got a big night ahead of him.
Yeah.
He had some very North Hollywood centric references, and as a former resident of that city, I was delighted.
All right. Well, break a leg, Dawson, although he probably already had his gig after you hear this, so I'm sure you hear about it all on the Twitter. So a couple of updates. First off, lots of people getting scammed by the guys.
The gold chains?
Yeah. I'm getting a lot more alerts and messages that happen to me. So I think I should start some sort of group. You are not alone.
Facebook group?
Yeah. You are not alone. I've been scammed group.
Yeah.
We've been scammed.
Don't let anyone from yeah. Don't let anyone nefarious find that fucking group.
Someone joins is like, all right, guys, I need everyone's credit card.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, fuck this Nigerian prince thing.
Yeah. That happened to me. I need your credit cards, everybody. Just those gullible group, all of everybody who's been scammed. God, that is a gold mine for the worst kind of people. But
yeah
a lot of people have been texting me or DMing me and all that stuff that it's happened to them, and they're all very similar stories, and it's crazy.
Secretly, all the same guy who's running a big scam on Chris.
Yeah,
he was getting away with it until we broke the case.
Yeah, it's I start hashtag or something. It's all coming out of the woodworks now, and I'm bringing it to light. So
nice job.
You're not alone. Also, we have a new leader in the clubhouse for dessert.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
dessert, what are we talking about?
Well, last
the fucking
week.
Shekies? What are you saying?
No, it's not the Shekies, because mine can change at any moment in my life, and it has. Now, we've talked about how Kringle is incredible until we got sick of it, because we've got so much of it.
We have a lot of Kringle in the freezer still.
All Kringled out.
If not the best pastry, I believe you declared it the best dessert you had ever had.
Sure.
Which was what caused the uproar, because that's an outlandish thing to say.
That's right. So I did declare that. Now remember, it's the round pastry with I like the almond flavor, the icing. It's very good. And it's usually during the holidays, always sold out, Trader Joe's, blah, 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 from Racine, Wisconsin. Racine?
Anyway.
Talking to a bunch of kids from Southern California.
Yeah. Wait, how do you pronounce this, Matt? Fondelier? Yeah. Jewish guy from...
not going to be able to help you there. Yeah.
Anyway, so... So we made that declaration, and then Gary said that producer Laura Lee was very upset about this declaration. For one of two reasons. And the other reason being I made the announcement that I don't like booze in my dessert. We've had the although Matt
the
kind of –
alcohol chocolates.
Yeah, the alcohol chocolates,
which
rum
you
cake.
Said that you liked.
Yeah. And Matt brought in some very good ones, and I thought, okay, this isn't that bad. Now, to be honest, I'm still fine with never – I'm never craving it. I never want that again. Like, I'd be totally fine if I've never had that ever again. So last week, Gary comes in, and he's like, oh, I got something for you. And it is a perfectly wrapped, circular, round – it looks like an angel's food cake, like with a hole in the middle. Rum cake, though. Rum cake. And Gary's like – and I've been kind of on my wedding diet already, so that was probably the worst thing Gary could have brought in. One of them. Until I had a taste. So we unwrapped it, and I had to have a bite because I had to know. Gary's like, my mom made this. It's a recipe. And Gary swears by this. He's like, all the other rum cake you've ever had is shit. This is what rum cake to me is. This is what rum cake is.
And the way I know that is because at the time we were having the debate about alcohol-infused desserts, you said you had had rum cake before. And I thought for sure that I had brought rum cake into this building before. But based on the reactions of various people, I'm not sure that I have.
You have not.
Okay.
You have not.
You certainly haven't tried it. Had you tried that before, Matt?
I think I have.
I think you have too. I've definitely brought it into this
but
building.
But I also
spend
time with you outside
with me,
of
right.
this building. So
I don't know.
So did Kalen. This podcast should be called
Gary's roommates.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Chris.
Yes. You mean hosted by Chris Locks.
Gary's roommates and Chris. Wah, wah. So probably Kalen's attitude. But anyway, the rum cake. Not. I took a bite, and it was so moist, so perfect. It was absolutely perfect. It was a 10, and I didn't know.
Sorry to cut you off, but it was not just the moistness of the cake. It was also the like caramelized nuts on
the top
of it. Yeah, there's a little bit of a
nice
crunch
touch.
To it too.
Yes, the caramelized nuts on the top, which Gary actually doesn't like that part.
You don't need that.
So wrong.
Yeah, you are wrong about that, Gary. But anyway,
I'm with you, Gary. I don't need nuts.
There's a line being drawn right here.
Laura, you hear that? We need a rum cake sans nuts.
It was a very good cake. Everybody was eating it. I declared, yep, this beats Kringle. And it did. I can say it. I know. Yeah, this is better than Kringle. This is now my favorite dessert. So it goes rum cake. Laura Lee is like in the top three because then Kringle would be second. And then that Michigan cherry pie that she sends over
from Traverse Island. That's pretty good.
You took
it a step further, though.
Chunk Nibbles.
Oh, Chunk Nibbles. Dude, I was just on their website today. He sent me a bag of each flavor for Christmas. He sent pretty much everyone in the family a bag of each flavor. There's two new flavors. One of them is peanut butter and chocolate, which is delightful.
Isn't it already peanut butter and chocolate?
No, it's more like a vanilla thing connecting like your trail mix type of deal. But it's the same type of thing with the flavors added in. And the other one, which I did not expect to try or expect to like, but was by far the best one, s'mores.
Yeah.
I had one bite of the s'mores out of the whole bag. That's all I'm going to say.
Can we get some of that shit sent over here?
I don't know. I'm going to buy some for water cooler. We'll get it for the building.
We do a lot of
wedding
food
diet.
Talk.
Take that.
I'm talking. Well, speaking of weddings, like I didn't want. I'm trying not to talk as much about my wedding as possible, but it constantly comes up in my life, so I have no choice. So I'm trying to think of a good wedding dessert. So there's always the wedding cake, and to be honest, most probably the last five weddings I've been to have not had a past cake. It's usually like a small cake, and then everybody else kind of eats whatever is there. Cupcakes, mini pies, whatever.
I think that's what I did.
Yeah,
But we did mini pies only.
Yeah. Oh, mini. That's right. And they were delicious. Yeah, everything was great. So I'm trying to think of like a creative idea. And like, what do you guys think of like donuts for dessert? A lot of weddings do donuts for dessert.
Pretty good. That's really good, and I'd be for it. But you just sort of said right there, you're looking for creative, and a lot of weddings do that.
Oh, you think it's already played out?
I've been to several weddings that did that.
With that donut wall, the little pegs.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
If you're doing donuts, what you want to do is you want to have the guy, and it might create a line, that is doing like fresh fried donuts.
Yeah, the mini donuts.
Mini donuts.
Oh,
though, that's the ticket. Because I was just at a wedding within the past few years where someone did the donut wall, and my nephew was with me. So as soon as they were like, okay, you guys can go up and hit up the wall, my nephew and I went up because I knew he was going to be interested in dessert. Already a little stale.
Yeah, they're just exposed.
It just doesn't work. It looks cool. It's a cool picture, but it fucks your dessert.
We went to a wedding recently with a s'mores bar.
Yes.
They had like a little fire pit, and they had different types of marshmallows and different types of crackers, like chocolate graham crackers. And,
that's nice.
You know, different sauces you can put on it, which is obviously not traditional for a s'more, but.
Is it a DIY, or was there a guy there roasting marshmallows?
It was Randy's. You were there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there was a guy. Okay, and that's the answer. There was a guy there.
How many rum cakes can your mom churn out?
Dude, I'm telling you.
This all comes full circle. The shape of the rum cake.
I don't know, man. It's not impossible. You put one on each table.
That rum cake is so good. Even
you
Kalen
can do
liked
like,
it.
Even Kalen liked there's that place called like Nothing Bundt Cakes.
Oh, I love that place.
And they just do those little mini ones. Maybe there's a world where you get the little mini rum cakes.
Nothing Rumped Cakes.
There you go.
Laura Lee.
That company may also make a rum cake.
I'm telling you, Laura Lee could make that a business. That cake is that goddamn good.
It really, really is good. It's so good that we were all eating it. Dr. Drew, who is very, very strict on his diet, very strict, he's looking around like, what's going on over here? And he sees the rum cake on the counter, and he proceeds to take off the cellophane wrap, and in the middle where the hole is, he just dunks his nose into it and just takes the biggest whiff, like. And then he proceeds to stand up, looks at me, goes, yeah, that's good rum cake. And then walks away.
He got the essence.
How does he do that? Why? He's punishing himself, right?
Well, he famously told the same story of doing that on A&D, and Adam lost his mind. He said he stuck his nose into a box of donuts and took a deep whiff. And then he walked away. And Adam was like, what the hell was that story? Like, you built it up like you were going to break your diet. Like, oh, I'm
right.
full.
I remember that story.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, his discipline.
He is.
That is.
Yeah, he's very disciplined.
Very disciplined.
But yeah, thank you for that rum cake. Kalen, you're not wearing your coat.
I'm not.
What's going on?
I always get a little hot when I'm in the studio and on mic.
Yeah, you do.
It's a little hot.
Yeah. We all do. Come on.
I always shed the extra layers when I'm potting.
Have you guys noticed Kalen's been wearing a new coat?
No.
I saw that today.
It's not a new coat. I've worn it many times before, but not recently.
You noticed that thing that I just noticed?
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, why did you recently just start wearing it?
You know, I have so many. I have so many of them that they just rotate.
No, what? But you go through the same three shirts for 5 years?
I have a lot of shirts too.
Okay, yeah, you're.
But I do. I don't throw away clothes, so I do have.
That's a guy thing, right? I don't. I have had to train myself to throw away clothes late, like in the last few years.
Same. Yeah, it is a guy thing. It's hard for me to have a shirt I like or like a flannel or something, and I can't throw those away. I could still squeeze into it. Yeah. And sure, it looks a little tattered.
Well, especially T-shirts that aren't so form-fitting, and working here, you get so goddamn many of them that it's luckily, I only have to do laundry once every month or 6 weeks. But
here's the thing, though. Stop throwing it away. Put it in a bag and drop it off at Goodwill.
That's what I mean by throwing it away. I don't get it.
I can't trash.
There's constantly a Goodwill bag at my house at all times.
Or I
unless I took it that day.
Way to virtue signal.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a great person.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Jen's secretly throwing away my clothes.
Really?
That have holes. Yeah, nice. She's just annoyed that I'm still wearing them. Those, like some boxers. Like, she's just like, you can't wear this anymore. They got to go.
And you can wear boxers with holes in them. they work.
Not if you're...
The hardest I laughed
last
year. I got to talk about this. The hardest I laughed last year. I remember the exact moment.
This hasn't been talked about before?
No.
Oh.
Was last year we made a video of Kalen and Adam.
You didn't get my first reference, I guess.
Oh my god.
And I was doing the skit. Me and Kalen came up with a skit to do with Adam, because for Tommy John, they want us to do social videos, but they want us to kind of make them a little funny, a little more natural, not just a straight live reading in the camera or anything. So we came up with this bit where Adam is sweeping the warehouse, and Kaylin walks up like, "What's going on? What are you doing over here?" And Adam's like, "Oh, I'm having a good old time, just sweeping the warehouse." And Kaylin's like, "Oh, that's not a good old time. What are you talking about?" And Adam goes, "Oh, it is if you're wearing Tommy John's. Everything's a good old time." And then Kaylin proceeds to drop trout and goes, "I'm wearing Tommy John's." And then Adam goes, "Well, take the broom." And then he walks away. And then Kaylin just looks back and goes, "Sucker." And that's basically the bit. So we did it. Kaylin, a pro. One take. The whole thing is done in one take. So it all happens. Kaylin drops his pants. Adam walks away. And I just keep the camera on Kaylin so when he turns back, he can go, "Sucker." So he's waddling because his pants are at his ankles. And he's waddling. And he's waddling away into the sunset. And now the clip cuts off, but if you see the raw footage, Kaylin has the biggest fucking hole in his boxer. Just like a huge hole. And I didn't notice it until I was editing the video. And then I just pause and I'm like, "What is that?" And, you know, enhance. What is going on there? And it was a huge hole in his boxers. And I remember, I'm pretty sure this is the moment when Jen found out, or she was talking to her brother on the phone. Maybe she found out that he was pregnant or something with his wife. So she's having big news with her brother, and I'm just crying laughing. And she can't even talk to me because I'm just – look, I have this thing on my phone, and I'm just like tears. She's never seen me laugh that hard ever. And it's because if Kaylin had a big old hole in his box with this thing we filmed, like, "Oh, you can't show Tommy John that." Yeah. So, and you still wear those, don't you?
I still, yeah.
Yeah. I know. They're too comfortable.
They're also not cheap. I threw out a pair yesterday because I found a hole in them, but it's hard. It's hard to get rid of them.
Yeah.
That video does exist in some form, though, just without the hole in your boxers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's still up online on Adam's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So you can at least watch the final product.
I feel like you should link it on your site so people can watch it.
And then, DM me for the stills. It'll cost you, though. So, the hardest I ever laughed, Kaylin Bean. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yep. Nice job.
Are you
– I was trying to spit fire all year on the microphone. Didn't laugh nearly as hard as when you had a hole in box.
Yeah, you got a flash of your butthole, I guess. Kaylin, you're moving. Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, silly question.
I sure hope so.
Nothing.
Yeah. Kaylin's moving.
I am.
But he's not looking forward to it.
Will we see you again?
Is anyone ever looking forward to it?
Really? Because you're not moving that far, are you?
Nobody looks forward to it. Kind of far. But you're doing what is recommended to you, what's suggested to you, and I totally back this.
Everyone backs it. Everyone that I've said.
That's ever done it.
What?
Hire movers.
Best money you will ever spend.
That's what everyone
does. Are you fucking kidding me?
I've moved myself many times, and it really is the worst. It's the worst thing. You have to get friends to help you. It's a hassle.
I'm kind of in this spot, though, where – so I had to give like a 30-day notice on my current place, and I didn't get like approved. Like it took me a while to get approved. So I essentially have to pay like half of next month's rent at my current place, even though I'm not going to be living there. Mm-hmm. Oh. So I'm like, well, just because I feel so shitty about having that just empty space that I'm paying for, I was like, well, maybe I just have the movers move all of my big stuff, and then I can like trickle in the rest of it. Like I'll come to work – I'll go and I'll box up something else that's sitting at the house. I'll put it in my car and I'll drive it down to my new place. And I'll just do that over the course of the next, like, first half of the next month.
You could do that, but I would definitely suggest swapping the order of that because you don't want to have all your big stuff moved out before you're totally out of that place.
No, because I'm moving this weekend and I plan to be staying and sleeping at my place by this weekend.
Just have your fucking – if you're going to hire movers, they'll – yeah, just do it all once.
Because, Kaylin, you don't realize how much stuff you have until you move it, and then you have to load your car up.
Well, last year was a big mistake when I moved from my dad's to my current spot. I thought that I could, I don't know, it would be a good idea for me to just... It'd be a good idea if I just just used Adam's van, and then I could just move everything myself, and it was just the worst idea.
You have back problems,
It took me like seven trips. Now, it was just such a dumb idea.
How long have you been living in this place? Not the one you got now, but the one...
Just over a year, like a year and 2 months.
Year and 2 months. And did you decorate it at all? Did you hang up? Were you fully moved in yet by that point?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I think that was a running bet on the show.
Yeah.
All of the pictures eventually got hung on the wall.
Oh, good.
Not by me. My mom did most of
it. Well,
Kaylin, I would say move everything.
Yeah, I think that's the
you're going to take an emotional hit either way. Do you want to take the physical one by having to move some shit at the end too? Just fucking be done with it, and it sucks.
And they're good at moving things. Like, obviously they're good at moving things. I'm an idiot, but they're good at packing. Like, for instance, you have a couch. I mean, not that you're moving one, but like when I would move myself, we'd have to get the couch through the door, but the door has a weird corner to it, so you have to kind of finagle it around. And then if you hire movers, they do it in like a second. They know they've seen everything. They know, they know every angle and how to do all that stuff.
I was telling Matt that my bed frame, there's no way that it's getting out of that
You'll
apartment.
Be shocked.
That's what Matt said. Matt was like, they took mine apart and put it back together. Exactly. Whoa,
we have like a gigantic bed frame with shelving and drawers and stuff, and they took that shit apart to like literally panels of wood and then rebuilt it in our new place.
And you'll be shocked how fast they fucking
do it.
Yeah,
it didn't take long.
Yeah.
It's crazy. No, I mean, you still – moving with movers is still a chore because you got to box all your shit up. I mean – I guess you maybe don't have to, depending on how good your movers are, but that's always how I do it. But once that part's done, you just sit there that day and just watch these guys in fucking complete awe.
Buy them lunch.
Do you get a weird...
buy them lunch, and at the end, if they're good, have like a 12-pack of beer for them.
Oh, I plan on just giving them a good tip afterward, like money tip afterwards.
They'll like that too.
But if they're really good...
What do you guys do?
There's GMOs just down the street. Maybe I'll get them. They might like GMOs.
Ooh, nice sandwich.
That's literally I keep saying literally, sorry. That's the same sandwich place that we got our movers food from.
Yeah.
Oh. Then, yeah, that is literally the same sandwich.
It is, but I don't like overusing that word.
Okay. What do you guys do when they're moving? Like, do you guys help them? Do you just sit back because you're paying for the service? I would feel
weird just, like, standing there and watching them. I've never hired movers before, so that seems weird. Just me like standing in my living room watching
I'm the same way.
Very likely still be frantically packing while they
That's
are moving
point.
You out.
Yeah.
That is kind of what seems like it happens. Because as Gary just said, you probably have more of the stuff than you realize.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We just got one of those robot vacuums.
A Roomba?
Well, it's not a Roomba. It's a different brand.
Oh.
But it, I mean, it's
trying to get
you
sponsorship.
Know, same thing. Well, any brand that would like to sponsor this show that does vacuums or any sort of service, then hit us up. But anyway, so it's a room. And, like, we got one of those, and I feel bad for it. Like, I have a weird thing. Like, it just I know it just cleaned our place. I'm like, I thank it.
Do you like it? Does it work?
I love it. Totally works. Like, because you see the aftermath because it sucks all the stuff up in, like, a cartridge where at its base. And you just look at it and go, oh, my God, I had no idea. And I vacuumed. Like, we vacuumed. We cleaned. We would clean our floors all the time. But it can go under our bed and get all the dust bunnies in there.
Amazing.
Yeah, it really is amazing. So
it's really the 21st century, huh?
So we put googly eyes on it, and now we call him Emilio. So maybe that's why I'm a little more nervous about –
Yeah, you put eyes on it. You gave it a soul. You just gave it a window to the soul, man.
This is Toy Story 5, right? This is when Andy's all grown up.
All I do is eat your trash.
I wish the listeners could see the face Matt made. Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, I feel bad. But and so I thank him. And I'm always cleaning up. Like, I don't want Emilio to get stuck, or I don't want him to find everything.
Do you have multiple surfaces? Do you have like hardwood with like rugs and shit?
It's all pretty much hardwood, but we do have rugs over the hardwood and then
navigates
in the bathroom.
The rugs okay. Hotel.
Yeah. Navigates rugs, everything.
All right.
Did I just sell you one?
I don't know. I've not heard a lot of people be happy with those things.
Oh, really? Yeah. I love it. So hear that, robot vacuum companies? I, Chris Locksmith, love it and suggested to a friend, and he just bought one.
Yeah.
See that? Does it sound like I'm too needy?
Just got to find out if there's any cat issues. I know they ride them on the internet, but.
That's right.
I seem to do a lot of creative things with those vacuums. Like,
play
beer pong with them.
Yep, I've seen that.
Yeah. They do like a BattleBots type thing. I guess, that where you put like a knife on one end and a balloon in back, and then you put two of them against each other,
and the first one
to pop a balloon.
That's a great idea.
I like it.
Those things are expensive. Like, yeah. Anyway, so I was talking to Matt earlier, and he brought up a question for Gary and myself. mm-hmm. about blackjack.
Yes.
And Kaylin had a question too, so why don't we reset and
– Sure. Well, Chris, you're actually the only person I haven't told this to because I happen to have chatted with both Gary and Kaylin at other times. But I'm going to be going to Las Vegas soon.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So blackjack has been on my mind.
Oh. You could download an app. You play in it.
Oh, I've had the app on the phone for a long time. I just finally get to be there in person.
Matt Campbell's quite a bit in Fantasyland on his phone.
Okay.
Not ever with real money.
No,
though,
no, no, in Fantasyland.
Yeah, exactly.
You're playing the wrong game. I'll tell you after there.
Don't try selling me on crabs. I stood next to you. I stood next to you on one of the cruises and lost $300 in probably a minute and a half.
I've tried so
that
hard.
That was wild.
So hard between you and Brian to learn that and learn to like that game, and I am just not having it. Like,
the worst is when you both go, you just got to stay here. You just got to keep playing. Like, dude, no, I just lost $150. Like,
that's
you just got to wait it out. That's
how you
win.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. So not going to happen.
All right.
So blackjack, it's a game for people who don't know where you get dealt two cards. Dealer shows you one of them. And then you got to decide who's more likely to get above a 21.
Wow, you are really breaking this all the fucking way down. Jesus.
Kaylin had a question. I don't know how much
he knows. Where Las Vegas is.
I do know.
Well, listeners might not know.
Yeah. It's a strange game.
We have a lot of listeners who've never played
blackjack. So here's the deal, Kaylin. Sometimes the dealer, when they deal the cards out, they'll be showing an ace.
Right. Well,
and as I explained off the air, you've already played your money. Your money's on the table already.
You mentioned something about insurance, which I had never heard of.
Correct. So when you play 21 blackjack,
Matt really wanted to break it all the way down, Kaylin.
Kaylin, we're trying to stretch this out here.
Jesus,
what are your broadcasting skills?
So the dealer will ask you if you want insurance, and that was what my question to Gary and Chris was: when you're playing blackjack, will you? At any time ever, regardless of the cards in your hand, say yes when the dealer says, do you want insurance? And that's how this all started because they both said, like me, absolutely not. Never, ever, ever gone for the insurance.
What's the payout for insurance again? This shows that I never do it. But
you just get your money back.
You just get your money back.
That's all it is.
Really?
And Kaylin, to fill in the additional gap here, you say yes to insurance. Regardless, the dealer is going to look at what the other card is if they show an ace. And if they happen to have a 21 total, that's game over for everybody playing. But if you got insurance,
they just take the money for the insurance and you keep your original bet. Right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh.
So either way, the money's going away.
So if you're betting like 40 and then they're like, you want insurance, you'd throw in another 5 for insurance.
Yeah, I don't know what the amount.
And then they'd keep the 5 and you'd get your 40 back.
That's correct. Yeah. Right.
I don't know. I think it's based on the bet. This is how little I know about it, but I thought that it was a percentage of how much you bet.
I think that's correct. So it'll be depending on what table you're sitting at.
I thought it hedges your bet. So like if I bet 40 and it says, do you want insurance? I say yes. And then if they do have blackjack, I get half of my money back.
Oh, interesting.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense if that's what happens. But I don't know because like you guys, I've never gone for it because it seems like a waste.
It feels to me like there's a space for insurance. So if you have if you have $10 on the table, you have to put up another, let's say, 2 in a different spot. And if they in fact have 21, they take the 2. And if they don't, they take the 2. But if they have 21, your 10 stays good. But if that's not the case, then your 10's still in play.
Yeah. You know what I do? They shows an ace and then dealer goes, would you like insurance? I double up.
You just double your bet?
Yeah, I double down or I split.
Wow.
Let's go. Ballsy.
Even if you don't have 2 of the same cards.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird strategy.
You're showing a 5, sir.
I should let it be known that I am very down in my career blackjack stats, like or my overall.
Career, I'm probably down too, but I will say I made the last Corolla Cruise my bitch.
Yeah, I was sitting right next to you when it happened.
Wow. Yeah, I'll never play that game again. Or I will.
I love blackjack.
I won't try.
Blackjack is fun when you play at a lower stakes table because it takes a pretty long time to lose, let's say, $150 just to use as the number that I lost very quickly playing craps. Playing blackjack, I feel like you could sit – if you really are on a roll and you're doing good, you could sit at a table for an hour, get free drinks, and then break even. And it was totally worth it because you just got entertained for an hour and you got a couple of drinks while you were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You got the sensation of of the risk without really getting your bank account destroyed.
Yeah.
Wow, come to think of it, I'm definitely down lifetime in blackjack, but I am way the fuck up when it's associated with work. Because Matt and I were in Vegas for a conference for Ace on the House once, and we snuck away from like a VIP after party for like 5 minutes, and we both did well we both, that time.
My memory is that we doubled our money, meaning, you know, $60 became 120 or something, but that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was great.
Well, Matt, let me know how it goes.
I will.
And I want you to track
you
down.
You guys are going to know because I'm going to have some crazy chez fondelets planned.
Ooh, speaking of. But I want you to track down every time you did or didn't get insurance and how it affected you.
I mean, I can already tell you there's no way I'm wasting a single dollar on insurance.
Yes.
I'd rather use that money to like tip the lady who brings me the drinks while I sit there.
Yeah. Okay.
To your move.
I can't wait to hear about it. But Matt brought up chez fondelet and – I know we did a lot of food talk at the
beginning. Yeah, we don't have to. We can save for another week.
No.
I don't mind.
I like food talk.
All right.
Let's do it. So Gary wants to know.
What's on the menu?
Ow!
Well, you guys remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about our holiday break.
Yes.
Out comes the post-it.
Hey, this is a valuable piece of paper.
I know, but you keep it hidden until it's time for
the show.
Because
I know you're going to look at it.
No, I'm not. It's well established.
You're
going to
copy it and you're going to use it for your segment. We all know that that's what happens.
Leave Joke Corner out of this.
Yeah. So I told you guys about my Christmas time coming out of a horrible sickness. All I wanted was seafood. That was the big Christmas thing.
Oh,
got
that's
it.
Right.
Got it on Christmas Eve. It was amazing. But then Christmas Day, no lobster. It was devastating. Right? But there's a place, a magical place, just outside of downtown Los Angeles in a city called Highland Park.
Yes. I'm familiar.
This is a Spanish tapas restaurant that's called Otoño.
Tapas are smaller shareable bites.
That's right.
Kalen.
I figured it was like a taco. I don't know why.
Nah. Tacos could perhaps be an example of a taco. Yeah.
Oh,
you get like a plate of a couple tacos and you can kind of pass it around.
Gotcha. They probably have to be mini tacos.
They would be like smaller tacos.
Yeah, bites.
Taquitos, bites, if you will.
I'm a big fan of the tapas.
It's like getting a bunch of appetizers.
Yeah. Or.
Appies?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going for?
No, it wasn't.
Garagos. Tapas, yes. Mediterranean.
Yeah, he does Mediterranean.
He does the,
dishes and stuff, right?
I was thinking the wheel, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, but apps and certs, and food rakes.
That's right. So this place,
prime, prime.
Otoño, they have the smaller dishes, but one of the things they specialize in is a paella, which is a huge bowl of rice with a bunch of seasoning and seafood on it.
Yes.
I'm looking at you because
that sounds really
like
awesome.
You would really love it.
Yeah. Kalen,
it's like a dry cipino.
Yes, exactly. Without the broth.
Yeah, and it would still stink though. But it really is just a phenomenal dish.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
So what this place does that I think is awesome is they have a paella that's good for two people. I mean, you could, if you were really, really hungry, you could eat it all by yourself. But it's perfect for you and your lady. And if you can picture like a personal pan pizza kind of size, but it's a giant skillet and they like char the rice and then it had prawns, mussels, squid, lobster, thumet, which is like almost like a cream of lobster. It's very hard to explain, but that's probably the best way to describe it. And then sherry aioli, and it was absolutely delightful. I've been there once before and we kind of had memories of how good this dish was. And when we went back there for the second time to start our year with some legit seafood, oh my God, it was absolutely incredible. So highly suggest that to all of you guys. Do you like seafood, Gary? You're not really a seafood guy.
Not really. There are certain things I'm fine with, but in general, no.
Oh.
Well, I still think you could like the restaurant because they do tapas, so there's lots of other things you can get that don't have seafood. But if you are going to enjoy seafood, that is totally the place for it. Another highlight that we had, you guys know chicharrones.
Yes.
It's a big snack here in Southern California.
Yeah, pork rinds.
Very good.
Pork rinds. This place had – it's in Spanish. It was pulpo chicharrones, which were octopus chicharrones. You're making a face.
That doesn't sound
Do you like calamari?
Yes. Fried only.
that's usually what calamari is, I think.
You can get it. You know?
I've been tricked more than a few times.
Have you?
You got to be careful. I'm thinking of the Kogi
calamari tacos.
Not fried.
Not a fan.
All right. Fair enough. Well, it's essentially like fried octopus, which is as good as some good fried calamari.
Then I'm it. Yeah.
But with the like same texture of the chicharrones, which is basically like a crisp more than anything. And it was part of this crazy salad, actually, that had black garlic aioli and some black-footed ham. It was just like insane stuff that you would not normally eat. So that was the way that we started our 2020.
How long did the paella take?
For us to take down?
To eat. I mean, to have to eat, yeah. to be served, like to cook.
Well,
was it noticeable?
No. No, okay. It wasn't like a crazy, insanely long time. Because I don't think you want your seafood cooked for that long. You kind of want to just flash fry it almost.
I went to a paella place and it took like every time you ordered it was a 45 to an hour wait for this dish. Like it was like a legit – well, it was like a legit paella place. Like that's all they made there, weirdly enough too. But you can't make them faster.
Yeah.
And because it's a very very intricate dish and – they use a lot of saffron. I know that about it too. But I was at my brother's wedding last year, and they made a paella for the whole place. And they had this huge pan, like probably five feet in diameter. It was huge.
Crazy.
And they were just cooking all the seafood, the rice, and they were putting all the seasonings. And these chefs they started probably 3 hours before I got there, and they're still cooking it. So it's like – it's a really slow cook. And – they're about to serve it, and they have all the ingredients that they made. Like they use it. Like they had a big thing of saffron. I remember because saffron is very expensive. So when I see it, I notice it, and all the other spices. Or I don't know, whatever oregano, or all the other green stuff. And then they're about to serve it, and it just starts raining. And the chefs dive over this thing and they're like, no!
Oh my god!
This pan's so hot and they all wrapped like napkins around it and they're trying to get it out of the rain because this storm just came over and it's just raining into their paella. They've been working all day. And it was like the big thing over there. Like this is like the pride and joy.
That's insane.
It was really sad. I still ate it.
Was it saved?
Still good.
That's good.
Yeah. A little watery.
A little watery, but it was still good. But yeah, big paella fan.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like you're right. The paella itself could be a gigantic bowl, but part of what makes this place Otonio so cool is that it's a version of it that you and a friend can have together. And there was so much seafood on it. I mean, it was just incredible.
Damn, my mouth's watering.
The last thing I'll say, because it's not really a true Chez Fondelet without a little bit of booze, did have a delicious cocktail there called the Pupura Oscura.
Ooh.
Get that drop. It was a vodka, vermouth, cassis.
Ooh, watch yourself, it's the claw.
It was much better than the White Claw. It was a lot better. You get some cassis, which is like a dark berry.
Uh-huh.
It had lime, which is like a citrus. And then it also had cinnamon.
Hold on a second, sir.
Wait, no way.
Kaylin's
taking his headphones off.
Yeah.
He's about to walk out of this room.
Yep.
No.
So many levels. So many different flavors. Do you need me to do it again?
What?
The cassis, again. It's like a small berry, right? You get the berry flavor. A lime, yeah. Citrus.
Oh, shit.
What?
You guys were so amazed by that, you didn't hear the third part. Cinnamon, which is like earthy, bitter.
Wow.
Think about it.
See, I think you're doing a bit there.
Matt's doing too much mansplaining here. Or Matt-splaining. With the blackjack and now the flavors.
Yep.
We get it.
Wow, it says on the Post-it. Big laugh, lime.
Weird. I knew it was going to happen.
Strange.
So anyway, that's officially part two of the seafood Chez Fondelet extravaganza.
I'm satisfied. How about you guys?
Well, I hope you are because that's what's on the menu.
Hey! All right. Well, thank you, Matt. Now I'm just starving. I'm going to Chicago with Adam.
We're gonna get a lime.
I think we're going to, yeah. And also deep dish pizza. That's when the pizza is cooked in a deep dish can.
Yeah.
And it's very good. Not a big fan. Oh. What?
Not a fan.
I don't think you've had it.
I've had it before. Maybe not real good ones, but it's essentially just like lasagna, right?
In Chicago.
Yeah, it's a casserole.
It is not like lasagna.
No, but he's right in that it's a casserole. It's not its own thing.
If I'm eating pizza, I want pizza. I don't want to eat it with a fork and knife.
It's its own thing. I like it.
There's a good place out in L.A., like in like Echo Park area. Yeah. What's it called? It starts with an M.
I don't know.
You don't know? No. Oh, shoot. I'll tell you off
air. Because I wouldn't have Chicago deep dish pizza unless I was in Chicago.
No, this one is legit very, very good.
Yeah. But I'm just saying I wouldn't even have the craving for that unless I was in Chicago.
Really?
Never am I like, but if you're,
you guys go to BJ's a lot?
Yeah. I've been there many times. You guys are going to be there in the middle of a fucking snowstorm, so I feel like the deep dish Chicago pizza is going to be real good
when
it's that effing cold. You're not going to be wearing that t-shirt, I hope, because your arms are going to break off.
Really? It's that cold?
It's so cold.
Wow, Chris. You're leaving for Chicago and Milwaukee tomorrow, and you don't know what the weather is. Is that real?
You know where Milwaukee is?
Jackets.
I have jackets. I don't – oh, my God.
Just rotate them out, right? One a day.
My goodness. No, like, what do you mean that I should look – I can
have
pack.
You looked at the weather report since –
I have not.
All right. There's like 70% of snowstorms. You guys are going to like need chains on your tires and stuff. You're going to be doing a 90-minute drive at like 1 in the morning.
Mike August is driving. I'm back.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure. Well, Jen, take comfort in that.
Your funeral? I mean, wedding? I meant wedding.
Well, if anybody has any recommendations on Chicago places, hit me up. I'll be there this weekend. Let's get our plugs in. Kalen.
Yo.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
He wins. He's so good at that. I can't do battle with him.
Verbal chess.
Where can we go for you?
I am not really a big fan of the true crime stuff, but I will say I watched something recently that even I thought was amazing, and I've been trying to find something else to replicate it and haven't been able to find anywhere.
Let me guess. Aaron Hernandez, duck.
No.
No.
Don't Fuck with Cats on Netflix.
Oh, I heard that was awful.
No, I mean, it's supposed to be good.
It's
but
well
it's,
made.
What
but
happens
I mean,
to
just,
the cats is pretty awful.
Yeah, that's what
but,
I'm talking about.
Yeah, but they don't show it. I mean, a little bit. Yeah, it is awful, but it...
Jesus Christ, Kalen.
They don't show them actually.
All right, they're already dead.
Kalen's reviews have acts.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, Sweet. Even from a guy that doesn't like true crime, I love that. So
I feel like go, that's go a shot at me.
Out.
I do too. I've been laughing about that the whole time.
What, that I don't like true crime stuff?
How many times are you gonna say it?
Yeah.
His fucking plug every week is about a true crime show.
You know how much I hate true crime and everyone associated with it.
Seriously.
Matt, what do you got?
All right, well we'll check out people should check out what's it called again?
Don't Fuck with Cats.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. People have told me some of the stuff that they do on that, and it just makes my skin crawl.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I know the story. Really I will not be watching it.
You know, years ago, probably like the first year I worked here, when Jeff Fox worked here, he is a big cat guy. Mm-hmm. And I never forgot this because I felt so bad. But there was this video of it was like a viral video. They would put a cat in this box, and it had little water spouts. And it would just like kind of just like spritz the cats with water, and the cat would just jump around because cats infamously hate water. And it looked funny. And so me being young and dumb, and I was like, oh my God, that's hilarious. I'm like, Jeff, check this out.
Jeff did not appreciate that.
Jeff was so bummed. And I still think I lost a lot of stock in how much he liked me after that. Like to this day,
funny video of a cat being tortured.
Yeah, he's like, why would I watch that? That was, and he got mad at me, and I felt really bad. And now, like, I understand it.
Yeah,
because
like,
I'm a little
is
older.
That like the cucumber thing too? Like, if you showed him the cucumber one, would he be like, you're a monster?
Yeah, oh. Yeah, he's a big cat guy. So
pretty funny.
Yeah. Oh, but I always think about that when I think of Jeff. Is just how much I disappointed him by showing him that video of a cat jumping around the box, because it was going along, and then the second the water came up, the song "Under the Sea" from The Little Mermaid came on. Like, it just blasted your ears. I mean, the internet was not nearly as funny as it is now. So that's all we had. And yeah, I feel bad.
Yeah, well, glad you learned a lesson, Chris.
Me too. Gary, where could you go for you? Don't plug that YouTube video.
I don't know. There's been so
turn it
much,
back around, Gary.
So
turn
much
it back around.
Cat negativity. Come on. I don't know what that. Listen to Days of Thunder. There's a new episode available today.
Joey doesn't like cats, does she? Joey, I'm sorry. I was young. I didn't mean it. God,
Joya, don't watch.
Then
Caitlin's
over here
cats.
With the "Don't fuck with cats," yeah, and then jumping in with, "I don't even want to ask what the cucumber video is." But
oh,
my mind
cucumber
is not
video
going...
is if you, we, I don't know. There's like some weird thing where if you take a cucumber and you put it like behind a cat,
definitely
and the cat
said,
looks at the...
I don't want to ask.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't want to watch.
You've never heard of those or seen those videos before?
No,
been very popular for a while.
Gary doesn't watch.
It's just another way to fuck with cats.
Animal torture videos.
Huh?
Is that just another way to fuck with cats?
It scares them and they jump away, but people think it's funny because like, oh, it's not a scary thing at all. It looks like a snake, but it's a cucumber. That's the point. Yeah.
Not down with that.
I'm not down with that. Neither so we are pro puppy, and can we say we're pro cat?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Water cooler?
I have two cats, dude. I've always had cats my entire life.
Mr. Virtuous over here. Yeah. We can... Gary's cats too.
Yeah,
yeah.
I remember one of them is very pouchy. Joyous
what
words.
Is that
joyous
word?
Joyous words, not mine. But has a low hanging stomach. Like it's literally when this cat walks, its stomach it's pretty much its own Roomba. Sure. It's just sweeping the floor as it walks.
She's thick.
Matt, where? Oh wait, Gary, did you get your plug in?
Yeah, Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder. Yeah, that's right. Okay,
that's good.
Yes, Days of Thunder has returned. Please subscribe. I'm on that one too, or am I? Maybe another guy that sounds like me is. And Matt Fondelier, where could you go for you?
Follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier. And here's what I'm going to say for my plug this week: do what I did. Disconnect your cable. What the fuck is everyone spending $200 a month for? Get rid of it. Gary knows what I'm talking about.
We've known what you were talking about.
Yeah. I finally did it. It took me a long time to disconnect. I don't miss it. I'm not missing a beat.
You don't even need it.
That's plugging from 2017. That's
right. I know.
I just want to listen to the people out there who are still hanging on to the past. Don't do it.
Your
just
plug
get rid of it, man.
Is unplugged.
That's right. My plug this week is the unplugged.
Cut the cord. Unplugged.
Succinctly put it so well.
Yeah. All right, Matt.
Yeah.
So hip of you.
Welcome. Like that?
I really do. Yes.
It's an unplug.
As for me... definitely check out Cats, not the movie, just the animal. And also
Cats.
Yeah,
I like it. All right. Yeah. There's been a lot of negativity. That's at least marginally positive.
Cleans my soul.
Check them out.
Yeah, check out Cats.
If you're not aware of Cats, check them out.
Yeah, do yourself,
they're like dogs, but
do
smaller.
Do yourself a favor. Check out
Cats. Sometimes bigger, depending on the dog.
Yeah, check out Cats. Yeah, everybody... And this is a free – that was a free plug.
Wow.
Just check out Cats.
That's
all right.
Nice.
Also, my band's playing at Tantalum in Long Beach Wednesdays next month, February 5th, 12th, 26th. You know, bring a cat. Don't bring a cat. Don't bring a cat.
Bring a cat. Get in free.
Do not bring your cats. I'm sorry. I love cats. The establishment is anti-cat, not me. I'd say bring in the cats. Bring in your – sneak in
that
your cats.
From now on, that should be the tagline for every live performance. And when you go perform live, your fans show up to the venue with live cats. Come on.
You know people wear their cats in like cat Bjorns, right? Like on their chest.
Yeah. It's so sad. It's not so weird.
We'll just those are the days I'm playing. We'll see what happens. And, thank you so much for listening to The Water Cooler. We'll see you next week. Love you.